And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things for us on the other side of the glass. And every month, on the second Thursday of the month, we chat with members from Fort Riley. And today, on the first segment, we're going to chat with Captain Peter Strickland from the Fort Riley Tax Center. Good to have you in today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Tax time is just around the corner, and Fort Riley annually operates a tax assistance center on post. And this year, you guys have a ribbon cutting just in a couple weeks.
Yeah, just around the corner. January 21st at 11 o'clock, we're having a ribbon cutting ceremony. Garrison Commander's coming out to welcome everybody and really just open the doors for the public.
Is that when it officially opens up for business then?
That's our official open. Most people probably won't come to us till the 22nd because those W-2s for our service members aren't coming out till the 22nd. But we will be able to do some. A few returns if people have their information on the 21st.
Okay. And what are the hours going to be at the tax center?
We're open Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock for appointments and walk-ins, although we're going to take our last walk-in at 5 o'clock so we can make sure that we all get home too.
Okay. And for those that don't know, where's the Tax Assistance Center located at?
Yeah, we're located at Building 7034. Up on the hill, that's at the corner of Normandy and Bullard. It's where we've been for the past few years, and it's a good location, works for us.
Okay. Do soldiers need an appointment, or can they just walk in?
You know, anybody can walk in whenever they want. They can also call for appointments. We've seen over the past few years, though, with how many people are coming to see us and how many people are calling, it ends up being a little bit difficult sometimes to get through to us because the call volume. So anybody's able to walk in any time. They can also walk in and make an appointment for a later time. So it just kind of depends how they want to work it.
Okay. And again, we're speaking with Captain Peter Strickland here from the Fort Riley Tax Center. Who's eligible to use the services of the Fort Riley Tax Center?
Yeah, so any of the active duty soldiers can come to use the tax services. We want them all to come, and we want to do everybody's return. We also, any reserve component soldiers in the area on active duty orders for more than 30 days are able to come and see us, and we can get their taxes done. Any retirees, we can get their taxes done. We also can help out the dependents of any of those previous three, so dependents of active duty soldiers, dependents of the reserve component soldiers, and the dependents of retirees, we can offer our tax services to. And if there is a soldier who's died on active duty, we can help out their personal representatives for their kind of final tax filing.
Okay. And you probably get a lot of soldiers who have multiple from out of state here, W-2s. Mm-hmm. Are you capable of doing those as well?
Absolutely. We do both federal and state tax returns. And it's a great opportunity because, you know, soldiers have this unique situation where they're coming from all over the place, different states, multiple states, and we've been training our preparers to be able to handle all that stuff and be experts on whatever returns come across their desk.
All right. And what about the cost to use the services?
Absolutely free.
That's
absolutely free.
Well, that's great because there's so many things that cost, and it's nice when you can do something like this and have that available to you. You mentioned the tax center has been around for quite some time. How many years?
Yeah, it's been around for quite a long time, more than 10 years. We've been doing it on post. It's been in the building we've been in for a few years. We used to kind of roam around to different places for people that were kind of gone. We'd borrow their space. So we've been doing this for more than 10 years.
Okay. And if you do come out, you know, it's good to have this kind of help because a lot of people don't want to do this alone. It's kind of confusing. But how much of a window should they carve out if does it take about an hour or 2 hours to do something like this?
You know, honestly, it really kind of depends on the complexity of what they're coming in for. I know every now and again the preparers have some fun and they kind of time themselves and see how quick they can do their stuff. And, you know, if it's just kind of a single soldier coming in with his one W-2 and maybe a state return, you know, it'll be pretty quick. If it's a little bit more complex with, you know, some different issues, maybe some rental properties or something like that, you know, it'll take a little bit longer for us to go through the paperwork to make sure we have all the right forms. make sure that, you know, every return gets a second set of eyes by a CPA or a tax attorney. You know, so sometimes those reviews, depending on the complexity, might take a little bit longer. So it really kind of depends on what, how, you know, how complex and how many different forms and stuff we're looking at for each individual.
And about how many tax returns did you guys prepare last year?
We did about 8,000 last year.
8,000. Wow. Yeah. Holy cow. That's a lot of tax returns. And in that, you know, you want to save them as much money as you can. Any idea, ballpark of that?
Absolutely. We want to save as much money as we can. And like I said, we, you know, we offer this free service we have for years. And, you know, when you go to a paid provider, you know, those fees can rack up very quickly. Depending, you know, sometimes they'll charge per form, mm-hmm. and it can go upwards of $150, $200. You know, we offer this free service, and so if you know, you do 8,000 returns, we're saving each one of those folks $100, $200, and that money adds up after a while.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, and that's just a one major benefit. What about some other benefits here for soldiers who use the tax center?
Yeah, you know, like I said, we want everybody on Fort Riley to come do their taxes with us. We have the capability of doing a lot of these military specific issues, because we're focused on our service members. You know, we've focused on the special exemptions and rules that surround military taxes that a lot of other folks in the area may not be as familiar with, and so, you know, we want to make sure that they're being taken care of in their benefits with their service. We're free, you know. We offer this free service that, you know, service members can come and use, and it's a great benefit to them, so that we can get them the best return possible. We also have a CPA and two attorneys on staff there, so it's not just somebody who is preparing it. We're getting a second set of eyes, and we're really making sure that everything that they're getting is absolutely correct.
Yeah, the service is available to you. Just got to take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
So what about for soldiers who are deploying? Do they need to take care of the taxes before they deploy?
You know, we're trying to handle that right now. We're trying to make sure that anybody that does deploy, we can take care of as many of those folks as possible. It's going to be the best possibility that they do their taxes before they go. If it's absolutely not possible, maybe their spouse is waiting on a W-2 or they're waiting on a couple other documents to come in, they can always do a power of attorney to have somebody else go in and take care of their taxes for them. There also might be, I mean, Fort Riley isn't the only place with a tax center. A lot of military installations have them, so there is a possibility there will be a tax center wherever they're headed, but best case scenario, they get those things done before they go, so they don't have to worry about it while they're gone.
All right. Yeah, you got to get your taxes done. It's a requirement. It's the law, so make sure you take care of that. If people have any questions, how do they get a hold of you there?
Yeah, so like I said, we're located at Building 7034. Our phone number is 785-239-1040. As in the tax form, 1040. Oh,
that's easy to remember.
It's easy to remember.
I like that. All right. Well, anything else we should know before I let you go?
We want everybody to come down to Fort Riley Tax Center. You know, we want to do as many returns as possible. Let's beat that 8,000 from last year.
Okay. We'll see if we can help you out here. Thank you so much, Captain Strickland, and what a great service this
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, stay tuned. We've got more with Fort Riley. We'll talk next segment coming up with Mitch Foley, Transition Services Manager. That'll be next here on In Focus.